Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight around the world, and hello everybody, welcome. You have one greatly annoyed broadcaster right here. The last three nights, we were kicked off the air. Now, I understand that equipment can fail, that things can go wrong, that somebody can hack in or whatever it may be, all those things. I understand all that. And I try to work with that. But what I don't understand is the lack of communication that goes on between this provider, Blog Talk Radio, and people who are visually impaired. I cannot read any of your friggin' messages on the internet. All right, I pay for this service. I cannot read it. Now, when I call into the show, it tells me when the show will be on, when was it set up, and how many minutes. And then when the show starts, like it did just now, it gives me a prompt to the Blog Talk Radio. All right. Now, why in the hell can't we get that at other times? In other words, the biggest thing is to let me know. You announce the blog. You tell me how much time. You at the end of the show, you do a 90-second, 1 minute, 10 seconds. Why can't you do a phone call? Now, I would be willing, Inner Sight would be willing to pay a little more to get this service. But at this point, I believe they owe us. They ought to give it to us free for the time. So it's really discrimination things that blind people cannot access and read. And especially when you're already doing it partway. You put it off the air three times. Now, I have no way of knowing right now if I'm on the air.
All right.
Unless I hear somebody call in. And I have no way of knowing when my guest is going to call in. Blog does not give you an engineer. So, if you guys listen to the show, if you can hear me, let's communicate. I deserve a phone call from you. The Inner Sight hotline is always available, 631-224-3090. I deserve a phone call as a producer when something is going wrong. And, you know, to let me know that you're aware of it and you're trying to fix it and all that. I don't even get that. I cannot read your messages up on the internet. And I think it's very insulting to my show and to what we stand for. We have 122,000 plus listeners. We're the top show in the world on the Inner Sight. We deserve more respect from the people that we pay put this show out there. And I'll be very honest with you, if I don't get that respect, I'm going someplace else. I'm going to take my show and go someplace else. Because this is outrageous. All right, tonight we're doing a show on autistic children. I have a guest who will be hopefully calling in on 8:15. Inner Sight, and yes, a very annoyed broadcaster being knocked off the air the last three nights and not being notified. That's an insult. You don't do that to people who pay you. All right, brought to you by Chelsea Kitchen. where you can see the presence of Milton the guide dog, Bellport, New York. It's local here on Long Island. Shelby's Kitchen Catering. And the phone number is 631-286-0444 on Shelby's Kitchen. Michelle and Tom are good friends who operate the place. Hey, we're brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. And next month, we're going to be holding the first news conference ever on what the real solution is to these horrible nursing homes, because they've got to go. We were supposed to do a show last night. We got booted off on how nursing homes are taking away money from people now who are victims of conflict and war. That money, if it wasn't being used for the nursing homes, it could be used to help those people. Now, that's another facet of this whole thing. And we will do that show next week, of course. Inner Sight, look for our tweet out there on X or whatever they call it now. All right. Brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food. Medical for your animal. 631-484-8534-3085 on Nobody Starved on Long Island. You can go to their website. Gary is the guy you talk to. All right, Inner Sight around the world, and brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue, and thank you for the beautiful leather harness that they donated to my guide dog. Greatly appreciate that, and the way Charabelle, my guide dog, loves her new harness. You know, she put her head right in it. Come on, let's go. All right. So thank you, Big E's, the Key to Rescue. .org. I'm sorry, Big E's, the Key to Rescue at Verizon.net is the email. Verizon.net. All right. 609-388-7004. Phone number. 609-388-7004. Big East, the Key to Rescue. Save the Akita, the greatest dog on the planet. In a sight, tonight, we're going to talk about autistic children. We have a lady calling in who has an autistic child. And engineer, you there? All right, let's see.
Yes, I'm here.
All right.
I'm here.
Well, watch for our guest.
I will.
All right. Any other calls?
No, it's just us right now.
All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by Suffolk Bus. We thank you so much for your help. Islip Cleaners, another donator. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186, one of our contributors, and we thank you so much for keeping Inner Sight on the air. All right. You won't hear any other show for the disabled like this. We're unique. And the reason we're unique is because we tell it like it is. These politicians, oh, by the way, before I, speaking of politicians, congratulations to Ed Romaine, the Romaine campaign, and he will now be the head of Suffolk County. I believe that comes in January. So Ed Romaine, the guy who signed the proclamation for the day for Milton, gave us a great day for Milton last May, and we're working on trying to get other days for Milton in different parts of the country. Keep posted. But Ed Romaine, in a sight, endorsed him. You know, it shows you the power of inner sight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not going to take full credit, but, you know, all the publicity he had at his disposal. But I certainly believe that we made a serious contribution to getting Ed elected. And I hope that he will appreciate that and remember that when we try to set up an appointment with him when he gets settled in sometime this winter, because we have a couple of things we'd like to talk to him about. Since he's a dog lover, we'll start with that. All right, inner sight around the world. By the way, the number here, 213-816-1650. And tomorrow night is our comedy night, Funnies, tomorrow night. Again, we apologize. It was not our doing that we weren't on the air for the last three nights. All right? It was the error of Blog Talk Radio. And what made that error worse was the fact that they failed to communicate with us in a way that we could understand. We being visually impaired and blind individuals who do this show. So that needs to be addressed. That needs to be remedied. And if anyone can do it, Inner Sight will do it. That's for sure. Tomorrow or Monday, I'm going to check into our payment method and see if there's a number. Because I don't want to have to order the bank to withhold payment. But if I have to, I will. I don't like what's going on here. I don't like being discriminated against, especially when we're paying the vendor. All right, Inner Sight means freedom, advocate for the disabled. Our Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090. And we're happy that we're back on the air. And again, I don't want to be redundant, but we understand that equipment can fail, people can fail, everybody's imperfect, different things can happen. We understand that. But we don't understand and we don't accept the non-communication. If you communicate with some people, you've got to communicate with all of them. That's equality. And that's what the American Disability Act is about. All right, Inner Sight, if you have an autistic child, if you don't know what an autistic child is, if you don't know about the various testing for autism and people going on the spectrum. Explain some of that. And our guest joins us, hopefully, let's see, it's 8 in another minute or so. It's 14 now. Let's see if...
Yeah, I'm waiting.
All right. Is there a call online?
No, not yet.
No.
I don't see one, but hold on.
We have an autistic... We have an autistic advocate. Her name is Maria. Oh, wow, we got to get Maria back on here. And she used to do a show on Christmas site on Sundays. I don't know what happened to that. I'll have to talk to you about that. But we've had an autistic advocate for many, many years. And stop that breathing in the phone, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me put myself on mute.
And we have are proud of Maria because she has an autistic daughter. And for many, many years, she has kept tuition. Now, she had to take Athena out of the regular school because they didn't comprehend or they, you know, didn't know how to deal with her. And there were accidents, you know, who knows? I call them accidents, but who knows if that's really true. And so she took her out of school and put her in home schooling, and it seemed to work out much better. So we've had experience with autistic children and adults, different degrees, different types of autism, you know, there's so-called high functioning and all that. And I understand there are different tests, supposedly, to determine the different degrees. Hopefully our guest, who just went through that with her son, he's just a baby, but they're going through some testing with him, and hopefully we can get our guest to, if she comes on, talk about that. Our advocate, Maria, herself is autistic, and of course her daughter, and we many a time, more than once, stood up with Maria, keep her out of the institutional horror, you know, that befalls a lot of people, children who are autistic and so forth. So Inner Sight is an advocate all the way down the line. All types of disabilities. And autism is certainly one of them. And we, some time ago, we're doing that Sunday night show on autism. We had a couple of sisters who were both autistic. There was a lot of commenting on there about how autistic people were being treated by this organization, Autism Speaks, and people didn't like it. And we made a big deal out of it, and we understand that Inner Sight influenced some changes in that organization. So as far as I know, those changes positive, and they're more in line with Inner Sight and equality. So we do affect people. We do make a difference. We do understand and advocate, just like we came up with the solution to the nursing home. Turn them into accessible housing. Horrible and bad and make it good. And the same idea with the service dog schools, where we are advocating for the schools to be licensed, regulated, and made safer, especially since the horrible death of Milton, the guide dog. So we're on it, and we've made some friends on it, and we appreciate that. And people who donate to Inner Sight appreciate what we do, because all we're trying to do is bring about total equality. I mean, the average person has that. You know, I'm not talking about hatred stuff. You can't, you cannot legislate hatred. You'll never stop that. I'm talking about the basic help that the average person gets every day. In other words, give you, you can read the signs, you can read your car, you understand what's going on. You don't have to fight to understand where you're going because it's not there for you. Stuff like that. That's what Inner Sight is about. And it's a big plus for the government to want that, because more people will be able to get jobs and pay taxes. Inner Sight stands for equality, and that goes for all the autistic children as well that are trying to grow up, live their lives. And the big question is, you know, you can encourage a child to be their best and say, hey, you can do anything that anybody else can do. But then they go out in the world, find out that it's not made for them that way. See? I mean, how can you do it if it's not made? And try to find another way, and you discover that that way is not made. I mean, how many people would be where they are today, you know, professional people and all that, if it wasn't made for them to study and understand and get into place and so on? So that's what we want, the same that everybody else has. And we believe the government owes us that. And we believe they ought to redo the agency to help us get there. All right, Inner Sight. Check the line.
I did. Not there all yet.
All right, anybody else? Huh?
Nobody's there yet.
All right.
I wanted to at least let you know. Well, maybe you could call her or something. I don't know.
Our guest has two very, very young children, so, you know, you never know the little ones.
Mm-hmm.
So we hope that all is well, and Andrea, if you're listening, you know, just dial in when you can. We're here. We have over a half an hour left on the show.
35 minutes, yeah.
And we'd love to have you come in as our guest. All right, Inner Sight. Let's see, let me go down the week. The normal week. Didn't have a normal week this week. Messed up. The blog.
It sure was.
The blog screwed it up. Normally, Monday night, the show comes back. So you can talk about anything you're mad about or glad about right here on Inner Sight. And a lot of times you can even find a remedy. Tuesday night is similar to Monday, but it's a little different. It's open mic where you can create your own subject and talk about it. Of course, you got to keep it clean. You know? We have a guy in the back with a big boot. You don't keep it clean. Boom!
That's right.
The boot comes out. And when that guy comes out with the boot, he's mad.
He
don't like any side violate. All right. Wednesday is our nursing home show. And we were going to do a show this week on an article that was published by Time magazine about a woman who in the Middle East who was injured, a disabled woman. Well, we'll hopefully get that show in next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And how the nursing homes are in the way. They actually are in the way. So Wednesday night our nursing home show. Thursday night, tonight we usually try to have a guest, or we have a subject on inner sight, and tomorrow night, Friday, is the funnies. Louie will be here, Louie the Lip. Sweet Pep Treat will be here with a couple of weird songs. You know, funny stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And all the usual characters that we try to dig up, you know, honeymooning and all that. Tomorrow night, Inner Sight Live on 8 to 9. Do you want to call in here tonight? 213-816-1650 on the Inner Sight line. And we're supposed to have a guest. So we'll hopefully get her in, and we hope all is well.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight's subject is going to be autistic children, and our guest has an autistic child, so, you know, we believe that people who live with disability know it better than a person who just goes to school and reads about it in a book and gets up there and talks about it. You know, you don't know until you live it, until you experience it. You really don't know it the way you should or you would until you have to go through it and be a part of it, live it, and understand it. So that's why we like to find people like Andrea, who has an autistic child. All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. Anybody like to be on the show, give us a call. You can call the Inner Sight hotline, 224-3090. Or you can send us an email, innersight1620@gmail.com. So if you'd like to be a guest, give us a phone number so we can get back to you. And we'll call you and we'll set something up and let us know what you're about. You don't have to be disabled to be on the show. So we're open-minded. to everyone. All right, in a sight and we're hoping that we can resolve differences with Blog. You know, that's really a big issue that's going on right now, the communication to give us the courtesy that you give everybody else. You know, you put up a notice that most people can read, but not everybody can read. And, you know, isn't it ironic? They put up a notice that some people can read who come on this, these airwaves, who don't even pay them. We do. And those people can read the notice. How about people like us? You know, a phone call, a 3-minute phone call to explain what's going on and to say, hey, you know, we're trying to do it. We apologize, whatever it is. Now, if you don't have the courtesy to communicate with us, then the message is you don't want us in the network. Believe me, there's plenty of other people who do. All right. Any callers?
No, not yet.
All right.
I'm watching.
All right, so. Hopefully all is well with our guests and the little ones, you know. But tonight's show, 8:32, by the way. Tonight's show here in New York, 8:32.
I have something to mention, Frank, for tonight's show, right? I'm sorry.
What?
I have something I can mention about autistic children and autistic adults, both.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Sophia, you know Sophia, who's Chris's niece and my niece through marriage. She had to recently take the test, and she came back with autism. So, and she has other problems, but I'm not going to mention those other ones. I'll just mention the autistic. And she took a lot. She's on the spectrum, fully on the spectrum, which was surprising. Basically, we thought maybe she would just be like Asperger's, but no, she's completely on the autism spectrum. So they did a lot of testing for her.
That kid?
Yeah.
The one who's
Stephen's daughter, Chris's brother.
Oh, I don't know if that's the same one I'm thinking of. There was a woman a while back who we spoke with. I think she was on the show. Who had an autistic son.
Yes, and she's still, they're doing well.
Is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about next door to where we live is Stephen, Chris's brother, and he has a daughter who has autism. They came with us to my dad's mass. Remember?
Yeah, the daughter
right.
has autism for what they just found out?
They just found out now. All these years, she's in her late 20s, and now they find this out.
So who was the one who was tested? The mother?
No, she was directly tested.
Oh, she was?
Yeah.
Okay.
She was, yeah.
All right, well, yeah, people walk around with autism. A lot of them don't even know it.
She didn't know. She got surprised, put it that way.
Yeah.
But she has a very creative brain, and I think that is part of it, but it's good. I mean, I don't think anything's wrong with autism. I just was surprised myself that she wasn't, you know, told that she had Asperger's as opposed to, you know, autism. But she has straight autism on the spectrum.
Well, you know, they put these names on people, and I don't know how accurate this testing is. But, you know, you could definitely tell when someone is not right. You know?
She wasn't getting any job. She said, I feel like I'm different, she kept saying. And then she took the test, and it showed that she had autism. Yeah.
Well, make sure she gets benefits for that.
She's going to try, but her mother encouraged her. But she doesn't want to be considered, some people don't want to be considered disabled. I don't care, as long as I get equal rights, you know?
Yeah, well, everybody's different.
Yeah, I know.
Every individual. I had one guy say to me, "Oh, I don't want any disability money. I don't."
Yeah, that's what she
said.
I'm
not considering myself disabled.
You know. Right.
So that's fine. You know, everybody's an individual. If people feel a certain way, and respect
yeah.
that.
That's
I
what you have to. Yeah.
Government. The government owes us what little they give
mm-hmm.
us and more, you know?
Yeah.
But everybody is an individual is what it really
yeah.
comes down to. And you have to respect that.
Yeah, definitely.
We ought to get somebody on the show who's disabled, who doesn't acknowledge that they're disabled.
I could ask her. Yeah, it would be. I could ask her if she wants to come on. That's all I can do. But I don't think she'll even come on because she really wants to be considered non-disabled. But that would be the show, you know.
I wasn't necessarily, thinking about this girl. I was thinking about anybody.
Anybody, yeah. Exactly.
Out there who would like to talk about that they don't
mm-hmm.
consider themselves disabled and why. What is the reason?
That's a good show.
You know?
We never did that one.
Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now the thing is, if everything were made equal,
mm-hmm.
you know, then the term disabled doesn't really apply that much.
That's right.
I'm not saying you couldn't get disability. You know, but I'm saying that a person may feel more that they're not disabled if everything was there. I know I.
Same with me.
I feel disabled many times because whatever the things that I need are not there. I feel that
that's right.
The world and the government and the agencies are making me disabled more
there
than
you go.
I am.
That's right. It's like they're stripping
so,
away your equality. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know. It's damn ass horrible the way we're treated.
It is, yeah.
I don't know. Somebody sent me a text. I don't know. I can't read it all.
There you go. That's another, you know. I could just keep counting all day long on what keeps me not equal, and it drives me nuts, but
check
what are you going to do? Just fight about it.
Check the line. See if we have any calls.
No, there's nobody on the line.
All right. So, I'd like to use the rest of this time, and of course, if Andrea calls in, we'll switch over, but 8:40, got about 20 minutes on. I'd like to use this time to talk about how Blog Talk Radio doesn't understand what we're about. They really don't.
Yeah.
I don't believe
they
do. I don't believe
I
they
think
understand
you're right.
The value. Stop interrupting. I don't believe they understand the value of this show. All right? We have come up with a solution to one of the biggest problems in the world that the disabled face. And if you don't believe me, ask any disabled person, do you want to go to a nursing home? You can kind of answer.
Oh, geez, Lord. And they won't.
So, Blog Talk Radio does not comprehend what we have started. All right? We have about, what, 500 names on our petition?
Yeah.
And it's only a start, of course.
Yeah, no, it's a drop in the bucket.
But they need to, Blog Talk needs to understand what we're about and why we feel so strongly that they have not acknowledged us and become a part of making everybody. You know, this really, this is the Inner Sight show. And if they're going to carry this show, they should have more understanding and respect what we're about.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in view of the fact that we're paying them.
That's right.
They don't donate this time. We're paying them. So it's very disturbing to be able to come on a show and something goes wrong, and as I said, I understand that, and not be knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Not be told, not be dealt with in a proper way. I mean, I'm only talking about a 3-minute phone call.
Yeah.
You know, and not getting together and reasoning with each other and trying to solve the problem of when there's a phone call, how can we hook it up if the person who can't see it knows that there's a phone call. I know it can be done.
Oh, I know too.
Because it's done as I said earlier, when you come on the show, you have prompts to direct you and all that. It could be the same thing could be done with phone calls.
I want to address one thing about that, if I can, when you're done.
The blog people need to rethink what they're doing with this show.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're here for a purpose, for a reason.
Yes, we are.
And we've made progress, evident by the fact that we have 122,000 listeners, evident by the fact that we have the Independent Living Center here in Suffolk County supporting us and other corporations, such as Suffolk Bus and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
We demand respect from the blog if you're going to deal with us. Otherwise, we're going to find somebody else who will give us more in terms
mm-hmm.
of understanding and all that. Now, what do you want to say?
Well, what I was thinking is that the thing that I don't understand, when they put up those little notifications, I have to put on thick, you know, low-vision glasses to be able to even read part of it, let alone all the rest of it. I read it to you the other day, and I was thinking, if I didn't have these special aids and I just wanted to pick up what was going on, I should have the right to press a button on the screen to read it to me. But I don't have that. We don't have that. you know?
All I gotta do is call you.
Yeah. That's right.
What the hell ever happened to a phone call?
That's the thing. You wonder what that is anymore. It's terrible.
Well, I know. I mean, they don't give a damn about us.
Exactly.
They don't give a damn about what we stand for, what we're trying to do, what we're doing for people.
Right.
And isn't it ironic that the very people that don't call you and understand it and put it so you could understand it, those are the very people that are going to benefit from what we're doing.
Exactly.
Because of us, in 20 years, they might not have to go to a nursing home because there won't be any damn nursing home.
That's right.
So that makes it worse.
It does.
We deserve the courtesy of a phone call, communication, all right? And like I said, if we don't get that, we'll take our show to a better place.
Exactly.
We're fine.
I felt lost all week without having a show. I don't know about you, but I did feel like we should be having a show, and I would come on, and I'd be like, it's not, they're not telling us what's wrong. Finally, the third night, they put a little message on the top that said, oh, by the way, we're notifying you that your show is not going to be, whatever. I can't remember what was there because I got so angry.
Yeah, well, they didn't notify me.
No, they didn't notify you, and they barely notified me. It's terrible, really terrible. If I didn't have those special glasses, I wouldn't have known that there's something up on the top. It helps me see close vision. So right now I'm wearing them. They're very thick glasses. They're 10X glasses, for each eye.
I'm the producer of the show.
And they should tell you. Yeah.
That the producer of the show can read the internet, and they shouldn't do that.
That's right. We even bought them business with Lorraine, you know, and still they didn't care. That's
Lorraine
really sad.
Got on the show and she got her own show.
Right.
And now she's paying them.
Right.
So. No, we're gonna straighten this out. Believe me.
I hope so. Yeah, I think we will because we are a very good advocacy group. We'll do it.
We're gonna straighten this out.
Yeah, we will.
We deserve to be treated in the right way. All right, 213-816-1650. We don't know what happened to our guest. We hope all is well.
I hope so.
I'm sure I'll find out. Tomorrow or later on.
Mm-hmm.
But the show was to be on autistic children. We'll do our best to, get another one. 8:49.
Yep.
On Inner Sight here in New York. And let's see. Oh, brought to you by the Third Eye Insight. Hey, you want to stay in shape and have some fun doing it? Call Devin Fernandez, Third Eye Insight, 631-445-3464. 445-3464. 631, all right? So check it out. Got all the details. Call Devin.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Inner Sight brought to you by A Day for Milton. Now, anyone out there, I had to postpone my trip to Pennsylvania for lack of funding, but I'm going to redo it, and we're going to get it, I'm sure. But anyone out there who would like to do A Day for Milton, any state you're in, contact us. You don't need any money to do this. You got to find a place where it can be done. It could be a church, synagogue, a hall, in Knights of Columbus, anybody who would be willing to donate a hall. We had a hall here last May for Milton, and we did a day for Milton, and people, a lot of people stepped up and donated. So the thing is to get it started, you know. And we'd be happy to work with anyone out there. We'll help you get the, if you're serious about it, we'll get a flyer. We'll, you know, we can tap into some of the publicity, what happened to Milton, that he was killed. The trainer left him in a van in the middle of a heat wave. And the service dog schools refused to put in any regulations, and they refused to help Michelle, Milton's owner, which to me makes the whole thing worse. So a day for Milton was started here in New York, and we're hoping to get other states to set that up. And once again, I want to thank Ed Romaine, who now will be the Suffolk County executive, who put his name on a day for Milton. He signed the proclamation.
That's great.
A day for Milton. All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. Anybody has any questions or comments on our show? And once again, we apologize for the last three nights of our own. If you were without Inner Sight programming, we are sorry about that. It's all on the blog. Blog Talk Radio. All right, so now next Wednesday, we're going to do that show that we didn't do last night.
All right.
What was the title of that? You got the title around?
Of the article? Yeah, hold on.
Of the show.
Of the show.
The subtitle.
Yes, we were saying that war survivors, you know, are, it was something about war survivors. I know it started that way. I know I also advertised it, too.
Yeah, you don't have it written out.
Well, I have it written out. Hold on, let me look back on the day. I could just put it right in to Wednesday night since we're going to do it there. Right.
Easy to remember.
Yeah, it was about
War survivors are made worse because of nursing homes.
That's correct. Something like that.
That's the gist of it. You made a couple of words. It'd be different, but it's so true because
Blog Talk Radio calling in a second ago.
Sorry.
Look at all the money that is being wasted on these nursing homes. You know, they could be used. And also, how many people who survive these horrible conflicts are going to be pushed into nursing? I mean, there's a double trauma for you.
Right.
First, you're haunted and taunted by the horrible injury of a war situation. Now they put you in the rehab, and they next thing you know, they want to put you in a damn nursing home. That's an insult.
It is an insult, a big one too.
Adding insult to injury.
Mhm.
So next Wednesday, we'll be addressing that. We'll try to get some more facts from that Time magazine article.
Yep.
And
Mallory is the first name of the woman who wrote. I just had to know how to pronounce her last name.
We invite you to be with us next Wednesday on that show. All people who would like to see nursing homes turned into accessible housing, sign our petition.
Please.
Go to change.org. Read the petition. There are two different versions of it. All right? My daughter did a version of it. So.
Maybe
but
we can combine them. I don't know. Yeah, anything.
Right. Sign
I'd like
one.
To be able to combine. Oh, sorry.
Sign both of them.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. I just didn't want it to take from one of the petitions. That's all. Maybe we could combine them somehow. Because what she wrote is valuable, and what we wrote was valuable. Maybe if they come together, it'll be a stronger
what
petition.
What happened to you? I thought you were supposed to be the engineer. Why are you babbling like that?
Sorry, I'll just put myself on mute. I thought you needed me for something.
I need you to be an engineer.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Innersight, change.org, sign the petition. Sign them both. Actually, you'll find a service dog petition there, too. Sign all three of them. All right, so we'll be with you tomorrow night on the Funnies. I want to thank all our listeners. Again, we're sorry we missed you the last three nights. Hopefully the blog will learn from their mistakes and it won't happen again.
I hope so.
Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090. And thank you so much. And we'll try to get this show that was supposed to be tonight, try to get it for next week. Or in the future. Inner Sight around the world. Thank you so much for listening. All right. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.